With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden claims that drug prices on Medicare's most popular drugs will be coming down.
After months of negotiations between the administration and pharmaceutical companies, the list prices will be reduced starting in 2026. The president said it will mean big savings for millions of people on Medicare.
$1.5 billion less out-of-pocket for patients to the drug companies.
And he said it will save the government billions more. Popular blood thinners Xarelto and Eliquis and diabetes drugs Jardiance and Januvia are among the 10 drugs that will cost less. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pharma spokesman Robbie Zirkleback says the plan won't go into effect until 2026, long after the election.
They announced the prices today, but they didn't actually announce how or why they set the prices the way they did. And they're not even required by law to do that until next March. And so now we have a completely arbitrary process that's going to have big implications, big negative implications for seniors.
Also at SRNnews.com, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage edges higher.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.49%. The increase is a modest uptick from last week when the average rate fell to its lowest level in more than a year. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy. Signs of waning inflation and a cooling job market have raised expectations of a Fed rate cut next month. That has economists forecasting that mortgage rates will ease further this year. I'm Alex Vega.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams' administration confirms he's received a federal grand jury subpoena as the investigation into possible corruption in the 2021 Adams campaign continues. This is SRN News. Another controversy at Facebook.
Richard Dawkins is a prominent British atheist, but he's also a scientist and does not accept transgenderism. He recently pointed out how transgenderism violates the rules of science, and his Facebook account was abruptly suspended. He says Facebook never gave him a reason for the 11-day suspension, but he believes it was because of his transgender statements. Facebook later blamed the suspension on ill-defined technical difficulties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Unusual situation in New York. A proposed amendment to the state constitution meant to enshrine abortion doesn't actually include the word abortion. Arguments are underway in a lawsuit that Democrats hope will force election officials to insert the word in an explanation of the amendment that voters will see while casting ballots. The unusual legal effort began weeks after the State Board of Elections chose to use the measure's technical language verbatim. This is SRN News. A well-known game show host has died.
Hollywood Squares host and Broadway star Peter Marshall has died at the age of 98. Peter Marshall was an actor and singer who became host of the Hollywood Squares for 16 years. His publicist says Marshall died at home in Los Angeles of kidney failure. The program won 4 daytime Emmys for Outstanding Game Show during his run. Marshall was the host of more than 5,000 episodes of the series that ran on NBC from 1966 to 1981. I'm Shelley Adler.
A prosecutor says 5 people have been charged in connection with Matthew Perry's death, including the actor's assistant and 2 doctors. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said the doctor supplied Perry with a large amount of ketamine and even wondered in text messages how much the former Friends star would be willing to pay for it. More details at SRNnews.com.